I heard the church talking about us young people. And in that time, I thought, yes, yes, it's really good to hear that. Then I went from Tonga in an older age to Fiji. And in Fiji, that's where I had my education on a higher level. And it was from Fiji I came here. In the many years in Fiji, I heard the church talking about young people. I can tell you now, what I heard when I was in your age in Tonga, quite similar in another country. Saying what is good for us. But many of them is about our problems. But the difference is that one time I was in your age. When I was in Fiji, without knowing, I was in the church talking about young people. And so my friends, took me all these years to come here and then return. And God called me and Sue and the two boys. I then lectured at the University of Auckland and principal of our theological college. And there, some of our students invited me because I love singing. And that is something about Polynesians. We are born in the midst of the waves. As Polynesians, they sing, they can sing just like the waves. It's part of our life. To go about without singing is non-existent. And what opened my eyes, the young people at the university invited me to join in the singing because there were programs at the prison. And it was given to the students of the theological college where I was the principal, one of the principals. There I was introduced to my own people of Polynesia. And do you know, 80% of our young, beautiful Polynesians, men and women, I never knew, they were in prison. What staggered me, they look beautiful. Physically, they look fit. Many of them look alerting. And some of them, I never known why they were put there. My life changed. It dawned on me as principal of the theological college, teaching theology, ecology at the university. What are they to do with those I saw in the prison? What have we missed? Where was the disconnection? Did they miss something or we miss something? Friends, I come to what I would like to say, good news. At the university, at the end of the academic year, all of us who taught have to convince buses and buses of students from all schools. November is the end of the year. University paid all the buses to all the high schools in Auckland if they registered their schools. They were brought to the university and lecturers stand up and convince them of what we taught. In other words, if you like young people in your class, then convince young people. I like you to know, I was given the employment But the policy of the university, if you don't have students during the academic year to pay for your employment, you are unemployed. Simple as that. So our work then, seeing young students in your age coming and saying, what is there for us? That is our work. So the story is this. I grew up in Tonga as a young person like you, and I was told how to be young people. I moved to another nation, and I was a part of the system talking about you, your age group. Then I found myself being invited to go and sing to inmates at the different prisons, and I found the Polynesians, the best of their life, they are locked in. Then at the university, I saw young people who came there because that's what they would like to be. They came, we don't have to convince them. They already paid their fees. They came because they already hear us and they wanted produce. It was within this, and I read the paper, and with the help of my academic qualification, young people, this is the good news. As I observe when the President of the United States keeps saying, we are the strongest nation in the world, in my observation, you can only make that because of the military. And I like you to know, most people in the military that make the president utter such statement is made up of young people. And when I look at Russia, boasting over the years as we do, or praising their might, it's the military. It's the young people who pattern the plane and it goes faster than the wind. It's the youth energy and skills that know what to do and things happen. As I look at India and I found out that my bills at the university, we press it there, but the work is done in India. It's mostly young people, where they sit with their computers in different parts of the world, making millions and perhaps billions. But where does the work do in some of the cases? Young people in India. So I come back. We have the dynamic dimension of our church is made up of young people. The joy of what I have seen, I was called to go back to Fiji as the diocesan bishop, archbishop, and primate. And there I learned from my own exposure, like you, when you go to different places. I went back and I said, this is my age and I need to retire at that age. What am I going to do in that leftover of my age? The best of my age. And if I like to leave anything behind, I like to leave the best. Because all along when I was in your age, I was striving for the best. There are many best. In my young days, people told me what is best for me. Young people, I like you to know I was different. I knew my strength. I knew my weakness. I worked on my best. And all along, I followed through what I could do, what was best for me, because that's the only thing that made me alive. But the problem is, when you wanted to share things with others, the space is already programmed. And the program is already decided by others. If you come with something that is important to you, it's not there. So there was a lonely part in my journey. But I knew what was it I'm passionate about. So when I return, friends, I like to say to you today, I put a stop in the church where I was called to be a leader. It was clear on my head. When I reached my age, I refused to engage any more conversation about what is good to the young, for young people. I see and I agree where others come from. Where I stood, I said, I like the young people to move to the center where people in my age, younger, make decision, debate, talk about young people. And friends, the good news is this. In my first synod, I produced what we call the charge. The charge is what direction this new leadership is going to do. And in my charge, I placed there the only thing that make my identity real. God calls me to be in the mission and to continue what Jesus did. So my identity is clear, is already given by Jesus. Go and do and continue what you have seen in Jesus. Two, who are the best people to do it? That's where I made the difference. In my chart, I said, the way how God makes us, we are born as a baby, a child, young people, then go on. In my observation, that's the word I use. The vitality lies in you. I like you to explore it. Because in my observation, I have seen the best in the world. I have seen in different parts of the world. And the most powerful church or powerful churches in the world, the young people are very much in the center of them. I have seen that. God has given me eyes to see that. And why should I talk differently from what I have experienced? So, young people, when I give my charge, I said, I volunteer as your leader. I will step aside and I appeal to all the people in my age group, please join your leader. You elected me. I now stand up and say, can we do it together? Let the young people move to the center. If I have known something, if others have known something, can we support you? Come to the center and make the mistake. Come to the center and produce the vitality that we haven't seen. Come to the center. If you haven't made up your mind, feel good about it. Feel good that you are in the center. Secondly, we change policies. We have a strategic plan. It has to be achieved. And in that strategic plan, policies, every unit of the church, we have to have young people inside. Two, if young people are not given leadership, how long you are going to hold on to it? Because there are reasons. But let's be practical. Are you holding on for that leadership 20 years? Or 5 years or whatever it is? Let me now wind it up to say to you. Today, we have young people in our trustees. We have young people in leadership of archdeacons. We have young people in all vestries, in all school boards, matters to do with wider community and whatever. The only one I learned about 5 years ago, I rang a young person. I said to him, would you like to be the diocesan secretary? The person paused and said, Bishop, please give me 2 weeks. And I waited. I rang up again after 2 weeks. This young person said, Bishop, please, not now. I'd like you to know our new diocesan secretary is going to be a young person. What I have learned from that no, young people are ready for some, but not for all, when we are on transition. Getting young people there, in our school system, we now ask for all curriculum from preschool, primary school, secondary school, because the university offers it. Violence has to be taught when they left home to come to preschool. And so as environment. Because the difficulties with us, we learn about it very late. Having all this taught, like the youth, is now from childhood until we die. Know your identity. If God has given you the most important component of vitality in your particular age, I'd just like you to reclaim that by talking to your organizations. Why is it not in place for you to engage? Or put it in any other way. So I bring before you, there has been a radical change in Pacifica. And because of that, we influence the province out there on New Zealand and Pacifica. When we know our identity, we have something to offer. We can't offer something vague, because it will be received vaguely, and it will be debated vaguely. When we have something that is really clearly yours, that's what I actually put before you. And then I'm now ask you if you have any questions. But you have transformed me this morning. I feel energized again. So friends, I have given you a kind of picture of where I stand. I can't talk about something that I do not know. I can only talk about the identity and the context of where we are in the Pacific. So I'd like to say thank you to Jeanette for the USBG, for the invitation to allow me to bring my story to put before you as young people. Can I leave it here for some questions, and perhaps questions may lead on to something.
Thank you very much indeed, Archbishop Winston. I think what would be good is if you can just turn to the people next to you, and we'll spend 1 minute. If you can just talk to the people about anything that surprised you, anything that struck you, and anything you'd like to ask Archbishop Winston for clarity on from what you've heard today. So 1 minute starts now. Okay, a minute's up. Now then, any from your groups, anybody got anything you'd like to say or ask Archbishop Winston now? Who's going to go first? Don't be shy. Over here? Brilliant. Come and sit in the microphone. I'll see how far I can stretch. How far does this come? About here. Can you come out here? So everybody can hear your questions. All right? Brilliant.
Do you think that you can have jobs over there, like over here, like the diocese secretary and everything?
Right. So diocesan secretaries in the Church of England, Archbishop Winston, tends to be a little bit on the older side. So the question is, do you think we could do the same here? We could have younger diocesan secretaries here, just like you've got. That's your question, yeah? Could we mirror that here? Yeah? What? That's.
And your name? Freddie. Freddie, that's a brilliant question. The reason why the question is brilliant, because the system is not ready for that. But if we wait for the system to be ready, you will be fortunate in your lifetime to see that. We are meant to change the system. That's why I talk this way. Because you have the vitality. Our people wouldn't actually do this if I did not bring it out to our synod. At the synod, that's where we make decisions for the church. And I believe myself, a lot of them voted thinking it wouldn't happen. And little they knew I was sitting there waiting for the yay, so I would implement it within 2 years. It's not the age that important for me. It's a distinct contribution we haven't seen all these years. But I have seen it in the outside world. Young people who actually master technology, master business, master of sort of things. If you look at the millionaires, the young millionaires, you'll be surprised the number of young people. That was not there before. Someone has to come out with it today. So my question is, my answer to your question, why not? Because I'm not from here, but I can tell you, able young people around. They are there, but they haven't been invited. So, it's a long sermon to your simple but beautiful question. Thank you. We say in Fiji, Vinaka. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Freddie, which is your diocese? Which diocese do you live in? Where do you live? Bath. We'll look forward to when you're the diocesan secretary of the Diocese of Bath and Wells. All right, we'll look out for that name. Brilliant. Well done. Any other questions? Comments from that you said together? Anybody like to ask Archbishop Winston? Yes, right at the back. Come forward, please, and if you could say your name and ask your question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. How do you help people to recognise what their identity is and how they and what part they can play?
Do you know when I say identity is, I said it broadly? I look at the young people, you have your own identity. You cannot pretend to be in my age. You cannot pretend to be children. Your identity is what I speak broadly about. Reclaim the space where you are and the context where you speak from. Because if we don't, my question is, who is going to? And this is where the church made the mistakes in the past. The church, I speak for our particular area, seems to bring up the problems that's their own problems. It's not the problem of the people they talk to and label it and generalize. So I'm really saying, what we have done to say, can the church pause, stop talking about others, but let those who are young people sing their song of praise. So in this way, I have two more things at the very end, which I'm going to say to you, young people, you are here with me. And because you are here with me, you belong to Pacifica too. We cannot do it in isolation. We have to do it together. So in this way, I will widen it up when I come to the second phase of the conversation so that I can put the thing before you so you can reach out and say, hey, wow, beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to come back to that because I can see that in you. Thank you.
One more question before we give the Archbishop the final word. Anybody like to have the last question from the audience? Yes, here, please come out to the front.
Tell us your name.
I'm Rebecca. How do we get the church to listen to us, to let us be in leadership and stuff like that, really?
Thank you.
Rebecca. This is no longer a question. We are touching something I may call violence. The church needs to look deeply. Because what I've been talking about, I was talking about justice. How? You have it. And when you return, if there is another young person there, there are two of you. And when you find two with your skill on the network, before the sun sets, you have five others. We just need to say, this is our space, this is our identity, and if the church doesn't listen, then make the church listen. We become the church when we learn to listen. And if we don't listen, maybe the church is not the word. So my word for you, turn around that question and say, I no longer ask that question today. Because if you don't, they will keep doing the same. And how? There are multitudes beside you, only waiting for someone to begin it. And as you begin, it's just like something like the yeast. It will begin to grow, and when it begins to grow, more vitality come in, and in the end, the vitality does it, not the names. And that is where the power of what we can do.
Thank you very much. We want to give an opportunity, because I know that many of us would sooner die than ask a question in public, and it's easier to ask the question afterwards. So we want to leave enough time just for anybody who wants to ask another question to Archbishop Winston after everybody has finished this public forum. So we'll close those public questions now. Ask Archbishop Winston to give us his final word. Give him a big round of applause, and then it's an opportunity, if you want to, we've got time before the next item in here, to ask him any questions you want to privately. So Archbishop Winston, can you give us your final word and a blessing?
My friends, you have lifted me up. And I will leave this place feeling good after being with you. This is my final word. Never once our diocese dance. It's only when we say at the synod, let the young people move to the center. They did not move, they dance. And when they dance in multitudes. And when they dance in multitudes, when they sing, when they move, when they bear witness, when they expound the Bible, the church, including their bishop, just surprised of the poverty that we have inherited over the years. The richness of God's glory is within you. Secondly, I'd like you to know, I started off as a leader. I'm a very, very humble man and not worthy to where I am. Wherever the young people go for meeting and whenever they run the meetings, in our synod, in our standing committee, young people do the minutes. You finish the meeting at 1 minute, come at 2 o'clock. Because as we talk, hands move, email someone, appear from outside, then someone comes to me and said, Bishop, there are a lot of jargons. What does this word mean? What does this word mean? I said to them, go and put it in the way you understand it. Wow! When minutes come, they haven't missed anything. The colorfulness of everyday language is like the rainbow. You read it, you see the glory of God. Sisters and brothers, it's time for the church to dance. It's time for the church to speak in the language that the people at the roadside understand. For me, as I move out, I came in tired to the ministry. I will move out with vitality. Because when we have our strategic plan to say from A to B, B to C, all what I do is to step aside. Young people will do it with the support of the older people. And the young children then grow up and say, I wait, I wait, I wait. When can I be in that age? They look up to you. You warm our hearts. Bula. Vinagavagalevu. Thank you. God bless you all.